So what we do is we say unified whole online. Then they ask us to dial them up by saying 000144000. Unified whole online. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to count by tens. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Feel that energetic shift. It brings our consciousness up into the wholeness of the oneness of the unified whole. And while we're here, we bring in the platinum net from Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma. This comes in and strips away anything of a lower frequency that we need to have removed from our consciousness, mental, etheric, or physical, or emotional that has interfered with us today in our sleep state, last night, or during the week. Take a deep breath, and that comes around you, and as you breathe out, they strip it away. And we call upon Saint Germain with the power of the violet flame to continue the process of transformation and removing anything that does not serve us at a deeper level that we're going to have removed over a time sequence process. Let's breathe that in, and we blend that with the pink flame, the flame of love and compassion and creative intelligence from Paul the Venetian. And blending these two together will remove anything gently and with ease, as much ease as possible. It also fills in any areas that have been removed with that pure love and compassion. So breathe that in as well. And then we call upon Lord Buddha, Christ consciousness, to come up from our earth star, through our heart chakra, out to our crown, up to our soul star. The golden light comes through us and around us so that our soul star and earth star spin simultaneously in a clockwise manner. Feel that spinning around you. We're also going to do this for the group that is with us together. This essentially activates our Merkaba vehicles, the pyramid-like structure as above and below. And then we ask for spiritual mirrors to be placed on the pyramid face walls, facing out so that anything that tries to approach us that is not of the 144 dimensional frequency be reflected back to source. This puts us in the best possible position to receive the messages and to be in this space that we're in right now. Then we bring that energy back down with us to the fifth dimensional frequency. 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Take a deep breath and just ground that down into Gaia. This centers your consciousness back in the fifth dimension, which is the dimension we're doing all this work on, because that's what we're walking into upon Terra Crista. So let's set our attention, intentions, and ring the bell. Again, this is the introductory kickoff class, the open class for the Sanat Kumar Venus Meets Gaia series. And this is subtitled The Love of Venus for Gaia. So I'm Mike here with Mel Resi from Walking Terra Crista, and we thank every one of you for being here, even some of our graduates, if we can call you that, from the last class, last year in 2012. Let's ring the bell.
Let's all take a deep breath. As Mike activated the unified whole and the dimensional frequencies of 144, this is where our I Am Presence is located and activated. This is where we all originated from. So we want to bring those energies from that 144th dimension and feel colors upon colors that we are all activating within ourselves. This is part of our highest essence. We're going to bring in these sparkles of light, balls of light, however you visualize them to come down, circling within the Antarkarana Bridge, which is the rainbow bridge that brings our monad and our soul together. Our monad is our I Am Presence. That frequency of light is now going to come down into our chakra column, and we're going to open up the chakra column and widen it with each breath. I'm also going to command that each of the rays of God that are associated with the earth energy that we are incorporating of the 22 rays, which encompass our fifth dimensional body. We're going to bring all these colors in and do a little bit of a cleansing meditation before we get started with the discussion. So take a deep breath and feel these colors upon colors. This is also called an oxytonial alignment. We bring that in through the Antarkarana Bridge into the Soul Star, which is 6 inches above our crown. That's going to spin in a clockwise manner and activate each of the chakras. We breathe deeply into the crown within the color of golden yellow. This is representing love and wisdom. Feel that golden yellow going all the way down into your crown area, surfacing into the brain waves, into the upper part of the body as it moves into the third eye. The third eye is red, green, and gold. I'm sorry, not red. Oh, a little bit of a distraction for a moment. So let's, it's white, green, and gold. And feel those energies coming into the third eye. Breathing deeply, we bring, now the other colors are going to blend within also. They're not just going to stay within the chakras, but this is how they enter. Into the throat area of deep blue and love, of will and power. Feel that essence coming into the throat area, going across the shoulders and the back. Feeling the essence of God's will being fully within you. As now we move into the heart center of deep pink, this is active intelligence. This is where we manifest. Feel that frequency of deep pink swirling within. The solar plexus is ruby red with golden flecks. This is our inner devotion. Feel that essence coming deeply within. Going into the sacral of deep purple with flecks of violet, this is ceremonial magic. Allow that to infuse within the lower chakra of the sacral. And then moving into the root of the crystalline light represents harmony and balance. Now all these colors upon colors are going to swirl within you. As we breathe deeply with them, going down into our limbs, into our feet, into our earth star. The earth star and the soul star are going to spin simultaneously, activating our Merkaba vehicle of light. But first, we just want to activate that feeling of heaven and earth. We now connect with the thymus chakra, which is the seat of our soul. And the seafoam green is going to come in there, which is a higher cleansing. So let's just intend the seafoam green goes to any part of your body that needs healing. Any of the chakras that may feel misaligned, allow it to go into the etheric body, which is just outside the physical. It's going to spin from your earth star up to your soul star in a clockwise manner outside of your body and allow us to take a few passes of that energy. Feeling the seafoam green, now we're going to activate the fourth dimensional chakra grid. As we do that, we're going to bring in the higher rays. A blue-green color now comes into the root, joy and attraction to the body of light. It's going to blend within the crystalline light. We then see the color of pearlescent coming into our sacral area. This is our integration of our masculine and feminine within. This is where we start to feel the balance. It merges with the purple of ceremonial magic. We then go into our solar plexus, a pink orange. This is the bridge when we fully let go of the old world and move into the new essence that we are trying to achieve. It also blends with the ruby red of the inner devotion. We then move into the Christ consciousness of the gold within the heart. Feel this activating because this is the 12th ray and the 12th chakra being activated within us. Now we fully come into that Christ consciousness more fully. As now the violet pink comes into the throat, and this is our vibratory communication. We're not only speaking our truth through our will and power, but we're allowing to feel the vibratory energies within us. Breathing deeply, we go into the third eye with deep blue violet. This is our illumination. We're starting to release the mental mind and see our divine plan being mastered by our higher self. This also blends with the scientific knowledge of the white, the green, and the gold. We then move into the crown with light golden white. This is where we start to feel our I Am presence. It's our doorway to ascension. We then bring in the fifth dimensional chakra grid. You may start to feel tingling sensation within your body as you're accepting these essences within you. Light violet white within the crown. This is now where we start to become one universal being. And that filters within our crown area, as all the energies that we put into each of the chakras are now blending. They become unified within chakras upon chakras. We then move into the root once again of multi-white light. This is our universal white light. This is whom we truly are. As we come into the sacral of pink gold, this is our fifth dimensional divine intent. This is where we start to really understand what our intentions are on the fifth dimensional level and within the body. The solar plexus and the heart and the thymus now become one unified chakra of the color of magenta. This is our inner power and divine love. We start to really feel our totality of our essence within this frequency. We then go into the throat of violet gold. This is our beingness. We now do not separate ourselves as the physical. We are fully activating all levels of frequency within our body. As we go into the third eye, once again, a blue gold, this is our eternity and our divine structure. This is where we really become multidimensional. We connect with the intergalactic energies of the Christed beings. And then the 22nd ray and chakra is the source of all that is. It is the platinum within the crown. It's our God and our goddess. It is our completion. As all the great central suns come together to help us in this frequency. Now feel all these colors blending within you. The platinum, the blue gold, the violet gold, magenta, pink gold, light violet white, light golden white, deep blue violet, violet pink, gold, pink orange, pearlescent, blue green, seafoam green, deep purple, ruby red, white with green and gold, crystalline light, deep pink, golden yellow, and deep blue, and also the colors of each of the chakras. The colors of the chakras now become a higher luminescent color within your full body system. We now activate the Earth Star with the Soul Star and allow the Earth Star and the Soul Star to spin simultaneously, as now you are colors within colors, light within light. You are your multidimensional self, remembrances coming down into your full physical body. Feel these frequencies adjusting any parts of yourself that need assistance. At this time, the emotional body becomes more activated with your feminine divine as she blends within the etheric body and into the physical body. The mental body also becomes more activated with the masculine divine of your will as the love and the will that you are now blend within your physical body. You feel them activating within your heart center. The feminine divine is the color of pink. It blends within the heart. The masculine divine is the color of blue. This blends into your heart also. Then you are fully activated by your I Am presence, fully coming within to your body. Take a deep breath, and this is the golden flame. This is the threefold flame that we speak about. This is what we fully want to integrate within ourselves. As the four-body system becomes one full body, the three minds become fully activated only with the higher mind of the superconscious. The subconscious and the conscious become one defining energy in your mental level. The threefold flame is activated as your feminine and your masculine become fully in balance. Breathe deeply within all those essences. Feel the energy spinning within you, light upon light. This is your frequency. This is your fifth dimensional body. Just take a moment and allow this essence to be fully activated within you. As you're activating all these essences of the rays of God, integrating as the chakras, you're fully activating the 22 levels in your physical body. The work that we'll be doing with the Kumaris is on a 10th dimensional frequency. They will be assisting us in bringing in that consciousness to assist us to have a remembrance of what we have created with them before, to assist us in our present pathway. The veil of forgetfulness is now removed. As the goddesses, it is time for us to acknowledge those parts of ourselves that we acknowledged in Lemuria and possibly Atlantis. As the gods, it's now our time to fully accept the feminine divine as the creation of these energies. You will find that the Kumaris do have a couple of lady masters within the work that they'll be doing with each of us. So now Kumara and the Holy Kumaris are really excited about coming forth for today. So just take a deep breath and try and hold on to those essences. We'll reactivate it when we're about ready to do our journey.
Okay, speaking of the Holy Kumaris, well, they would do this background first and then the decree.
Okay.
We have more, well, not more information, but for those of you who are not familiar, lots of people are familiar with Sanat Kumara, but not so many familiar with the other Holy Kumaras. There are seven altogether, and the role of Sanat Kumara is to be the overlighting energy of the other Kumaras, but each one has its own role and heritage to fulfill in bringing the rays of God on the Venusian level. So on Venus, they also use the rays of God, but being that they are one unified body of light, they use the rays a little bit differently. So if you've been following our work, we work with the 22 rays of God on the planetary and cosmic level for humanity. These are slightly different uses of those rays, but what happens is by using them in this manner, the way that the Kumaras do, we are better able to connect with their energies. And since the rays themselves represent the same frequencies in a different way, it also enables us to stretch, if you will, to stretch ourselves from where we are to that higher level. Because we're entering a realm of multidimensionality. We're already there, actually, as of 1221. And with this multidimensionality, we are not just in a third dimension anymore. which was pretty much restricted to being parts of the third and parts of the fourth. Now we're in the fourth dimension, and when we reach the fifth is going to open up the accessibility for us to really span the fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth, and maybe even higher. Now, obviously, we're not going to be tapping into those all the time, but just like right now, we might have moments of tapping into the fifth. We'll have those moments of tapping into things beyond the fifth once we reach the fifth fully in our physicality, which is what Terra Crystal is going to be all about. So let me give you a brief background on who the seven holy Kumaras are and what the seven rays of God that they hold each one are. The first ray is the blue flame, the will of God, which represents strength, courage, but with tenderness, tolerance, and patience. So Lord Sanatka is the holder of this ray. The second ray is the yellow flame. It is the wisdom of God. And this represents endurance, serene temper, clear intelligence, earnest spiritual study, and expanding with intuitiveness. This is represented by Lord Sa Ananda. The third ray is the pink flame, the love of God. And this represents mental illumination, recognition of the power and value of silence, allowing the fluidness of creative ideas, the power of manifestation, and putting it into production, such ideas, to be manifested. It is continually evolving. This is held by Lord Sanatana. And as you saw from our website, right up on this, all the lords, the Kumaras are listed there, and ladies. The fourth ray, the white flame, the purity of God, is harmony, balance, beauty, and rhythm. And this is represented by Lady Sujata. The fifth ray, the green flame, the science of God, is healing love, dedication, truth, remembrance of our beginning, devotion, manifestation of God's light, and learning the depth of our origination and reverence to the source. This is held by Lady Kapilia. The sixth ray, a combination of the purple, gold, ruby flame, is the peace of God. Deep strength, focusing on spiritual ideas, sacrifice of the self, finding inner truth, self-awareness, being in the flow, directed from the source. This is held by Lord Sana Kumara. And the seventh flame, the violet flame, the freedom of God, embracing all the previous six flames of God, allows for freedom of the self. Pure alchemist, purified thoughts and feelings, divinity of the soul being expressed within the body, creates power to change elements, places, things, and be in full mastery. The seventh ray, the violet flame, is represented by Lord Sanatkumara. So later, once we get started, we will be visiting the Temple of Eternal Love with the Holy Kumaras. And the decree that we have written, that Milarepa has channeled.
Well, it's actually a part of the previous decree. It just changed a couple dates.
Okay. I walk amongst the holy Kumaras into the golden era of light. I am walking upon the pathway of leadership for the new earth. My essence is deeply rooted into the confines of healing and truth for humanity. I have walked this earth many times, searching for the time of renewal. I walked in Lemuria or Atlantis, possibly both. I lived in an era where love was beautiful, balanced, and blissful in many moments. I walked with many ascended beings, learning the ways of truth and pursuit of happiness. It is now time for me to renew myself through these energies of light. I have walked with the Kumaras within the old cultures of this earth. I traveled to Venus to continue the work I had started. I have been asked to take on this responsibility, which will assist in my pathway into Terra Christa. I am now ready to remember all that has been given to me previously. I call upon Sanat Kumara and all the holy Kumara to assist me in remembering, accessing, and sharing the knowledges of the Word of God through their essence within the temple of the great central sun. I am deeply honored to be in this juncture of time of my remembrance, as the love I experienced in ages long gone by is now ready to be fully enhanced within my being at this time of renewal. Thank you, Sanat Kumara, and all the holy Kumara for believing in me. I walk in beauty, love, bliss, and share the word of God as expressed through the Venusian way of being. We walk into the new earth as we change what was lost into what is rediscovered. I fully accept all that I am and share with others. So mote it be in the light of the all. So what we're going to do is work deeply on a deeper level with the holy Kumaras to go into an understanding of who we are as lightworkers and how we can fully accept the knowledges that we have acquired during our previous lifetimes with Sanat Kumara. Each of us has had them, and this series will help you to understand better the connection you have with each and all of the Kumaras. A little background on Lord Sanat Kumara. Sanat Kumara, many eons ago, decided to give service to the earth. This has been his only focus for many timelines. He walked with us in Lemuria and Atlantis when ascended beings walked with humanity. He was the powerful influence during Lemuria when the feminine divine was being criticized for their power by the masculine egos that came into the planet. He guided the goddesses to put their teachings in hiding for safekeeping, as the masculine energy was no longer embracing the feminine, but wanting to control its essence. He then created the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of White Light, in which the ascended beings would come together in unison and harmony for the good of humanity. This was created for humanity's protection, until one day they would be able to remember their heritage and honor the teachings and the godliness that they were. In the late 1950s, Sanat Kumara fully ascended and traveled back to Venus, his home planet, to prepare for the next stages of life on Earth. He was very active in assisting initiates in their pathway in and out of body and was readily available until the time of the new millennium to speak and share his thoughts. The last decade, he has been silent, and his teachings were not as readily available until humanity of the Earth would be ready to accept them. We have now arrived into this timeline. It is now our time to remember. He is now very active for many lightworkers as we travel to Venus to receive the guidance and assistance that is needed in preparation for the construction of the new Earth. We have been traveling to Venus between timelines, and some have embodied themselves within the planet to learn the Kumara's way of being. If you are on this series, you are already, whether it's known in your consciousness or just your higher self, very attracted to the work of the Kumara. And we welcome you. Again, I am Mike here with Melaresi from Walking Terra Christa. And thank you for joining us, because on this very special Valentine's Day of 2013, we're really going to tap into those higher levels of love and devotion. And thank you for joining us.
Okay, so what we want to do now is we're going to reactivate the Merkaba vehicle of light, which is what we did with the 22 rays of God, feeling our star and our soul star spinning in a clockwise direction. Allow the frequency of the bowl just help you with raising that vibration. Breathing deeply. What we're going to do is bring in Sanat Kumar first, and he's going to do a little bit of a talk, and then he's going to guide us to the Temple of Eternal Love where the Holy Kumar is. Just keep breathing and allowing those vibrations to run through every part of your body. Feel the activation of you becoming one body of light. As Dr. Stone always shared, you fake it till you make it. If you have any problems in fully visualizing it, surrender into the process. Allow your higher self to take over for you. Let go of the mental mind and just breathe and relax. And as he brings in his essence, just allow your heart center to be totally open to feel the love that he is bringing forth. Greetings. It is my pleasure to be here with each of you. I am Sanat Kumar of Venus, and we are all very excited about this venture that we are going on together, the journey. And I'm very excited to be able to be here on Valentine's Day. How very special to bring in the essence of love from Venus onto the Earth, as the Earth is experiencing it. Some parts of the world experienced it yesterday, so it's already in place, is it not? So that's very exciting. So I want everyone to expand their heart center right now of all those beautiful colors Melaretsa gave. And feel the essence within your hearts of the pinks and the reds and the greens and the fluidness of all those colors embracing. You are a beautiful, beautiful flower. Allow your lotus self to open up as the masculine and the feminine put themselves in fully balance now. When you activate these energies in this way, you can't help but feel the essence that is occurring within you. As each of the parties of the masculine and the feminine surrender unto each other. It's like the perfect relationship. So today we're not talking about physical relationships. We're talking about spiritual relationships within the self. This is very, very exciting to bring forth these teachings once again on a much deeper level. I want to share with those that are with us that participated in the first series that we did, that this series is going to take everyone into a new depth of themselves. The energies have changed. When we started it last summer, I guess, and moved into the fall, each of you were preparing for 1221. You were excited. We were helping you to prepare. So we assisted in that process. This segment that we are going to be doing, going deeper into the core, means that each of you have been prepared, even if you were not on the course previously. Believe me, you have been coming to Venus and being prepared. So what we're going to do is open you up deeper and further to assist you in that process. Because the energies have shifted. They've shifted on the Earth. They've shifted within you. They're continually working through you to open up more pockets that you possibly didn't see. So if those of you that have been on the program previously and you tend to continue with us here, we'd be very, very excited to have you. And I think you would feel that the sessions that we're going to be doing will be different than what you experienced before. But they will take you into a new level of depth. As we work together, we will have three more live calls. The first call will be the Kumars of the first, the second, and the third rays, and then the second one will be fourth and fifth, and then the sixth and the seventh. And on that last call, we will bring a combination of everyone together to assist in that process. So it's going to be a little bit different than what we experienced before, but we're getting much more into depth. I'm really, really excited to see everyone that is on this live call today, because I think it's going to assist you even deeper, even if you choose not to take the full course. Of course, we are introducing ourselves to you, and we are readily available to work with you in your meditations or in your sleep state. So this is a great introduction to all the energies, and as we bring forth that essence, I want you to breathe once again. We are going to be experiencing the 10th dimensional frequency. We are going into the great central sun where our temple resides of eternal love. You're going to be experiencing what that is like, and it will assist you in bringing that consciousness into your full body system. I want you to continually think as your body, not separate chakras, allowing these chakras to work together, because each of our rays work with the totality of energy, because we've already been through those processes. We live on a 10th dimensional level, so we don't need to have separation. So what we want to try and help you remember is that's what that is. When you travel in your astral body, you're actualizing all those higher chakras that you have actualized as a soul. So that is why some of your dream states are quite powerful. Some of them, you are going to places and you're not sure what you're doing, because you have great power and energy within that essence. It's when you come back into the body that you have to remember everything that happened to you, and you get upset when you don't remember. But believe me, you don't want to know everything that you're doing on the inner plane level at this time, because you're not ready to receive it. So please know that your consciousness is giving you exactly what you need to receive, especially when you are fully commanding your higher self to activate those energies within you. So everyone is on this path, helping yourself to be more than you are, allowing yourself to feel the essence of love. What does love mean to each of you individually? I want you to think about that. Feeling, I know in your country, the essence of love represents a man and a woman coming together sexually and feeling that completeness of another person. But what if you just centered yourself about the completeness within yourself? This is what we want to concentrate on. This is what we want to assist you with, because as you work with the rays of God, you will be fully intuiting these energies within you. And it will assist you in your outside world. It will definitely make a change. It's very, very important as you go through the different steps and listen to the previous recordings and receive those attunements, that you work through them. This is why we're making this, a 5-month class series, so that you can integrate it at the speed and the rate that is perfect for you, and we can assist you in that process. So let's continue with the journey. Take a deep breath, many deep breaths. Connected breathing, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Not fast, not slow, just very centered and calm. I want you to feel your earth star and your soul star spinning in a clockwise manner. As you do, the other part of the Merkaba vehicle through your heart center is now being activated. So you see the picture of a Merkaba is double-pointed stars vertically and horizontally. Feel those energies within you and around you. Allow them to be activated through you. Feel the frequencies of colors. You may even see some other colors that we did not mention. Allow those sparkles of light to be within you. As we take a deep breath, we're going to remove ourselves from this dimensional frequency that you're activating at the fifth. And you're just going to feel like you are a spaceship going upward into the sixth, going upward into the seventh. You're starting now to move into the solar frequencies, the eighth. Feel yourself going upwards and upwards. Nine, and you're still continually spinning. And then 10. As we get to the 10th dimensional frequency, you feel the essence of the great central sun. Feel the warmth. Ra, the sun god, and Helios and Vesta, the solar logos, are the guides for the great central sun. With a breath and with an in-breath and an out-breath, say the words, I am. And you feel yourself centering right within our temple. This is our space. It's like you have come into a bubble of light. You now land upon the surface. Feel the ground underneath your feet and see the beautiful garden. If you could picture the most beautiful colors in the world, this is what is explained within our frequency here within our temple. I want you to feel joy. I want you to feel the essence of the flowers, of the plants, to feel the elementals that are connected to the plants and the flowers, and feel the essences of the stars. Because as you look above, you can see way beyond. There is such a clarity and a clearness. Feel the energy within your breath. Feel the crispness of the air. As we walk around this garden pathway, there are bushes of flowers on each side. There are small flowers. There are large flowers. Plants growing everywhere. It's just absolutely beautiful. It's like a tropical garden. It's a wooded garden. It's a simple garden. All elements that you can think of that are part of the earth energies are here. In the mountains, in the desert, in the plains, in a meadow, in a field. All this is a combination. And the garden is going to wind a little bit to the left and a little bit to the right. And you see there's a beautiful stream with crystalline colors everywhere, stones. Everything is adorned with natural beauty right here. And we see this beautiful little bridge, and we walk across the bridge. As you take a walk across the bridge, you feel yourself moving from the consciousness that you brought with you into the consciousness of the 10th dimensional frequency. Feel your body, your light body. When I say body, I want you to feel your light body. I don't want you to feel your physical body. I want you to feel your essence as you are walking here with each of us. We walk across the bridge, and the path winds a little bit to the left, to the right, and then we enter a courtyard. This courtyard is where many Kumaras come. This is the citizens of Venus. These are initiates, these individuals. Some are initiates, some are watchers, some are walkers. All have a role to play in the Kumara community. There are many different types of individuals. You may see different nations represented within what they look like. You may be attracted to connect to someone, go up to them, give them a hug, but feel that this is a space of purity. There's not much inner chatter. People just mill together and connect. There's meditation gardens to the right. There's a hill to the left that takes you up into more of the fields. And then we see this middle of the courtyard, and it's this beautiful structure of a fountain. The fountain represents all the rays of gods, These rays are represented with the blue, the yellow, the pink, white, green, the purple, gold, and ruby mixturing together, and then the violet. And they all mesh within each other. There are stones in the base of the fountain. The fountain comes up in the middle and flows around a basin. As we enter the courtyard and go up to the middle point, which we call the Garden of Eden. This Garden of Eden temple is a place where we come to offer our blessings before we go into the temple of eternal love. You may touch the water with your hands. You may drink some of it. Just feel its essence. You can put it on your forehead or your throat or your heart, wherever you desire to feel the essence of these flames all coming together. Let's take a deep breath and bless yourself for arriving in this space. Around the base of the fountain is a golden walkway, almost like if you saw bricks. They're golden color of many different types of gold. And the pathway goes around because the fountain is very large. And we walk around the fountain, and then the pathway continues up towards the temple. And this is actually within the ground. There are still the gardens on the left and the right side. It is embossed with beautiful hedging and greenery. People are milling on both sides. So this is a space where people come to feel the serenity of the flames fully within them. As we walk up the steps to the entranceway to the temple. The temple is embossed with golden essence, with pure crystalline light. So it is like a glass, but it's actually crystal that you can see. There are double doorways that we open up fully. And now we're going to walk into the inner part of the temple. This is the foyer way of the temple. This is where we first come in. There is an altar, an inside altar here, where you can also come and put your blessings in or your prayers to the Holy Kumaris. As you come into the temple, I want you to feel the essence of all the rays. Allow the colors to infuse within you. Feel the blue, the yellow, the pink, the white, the green, the purple, gold, and ruby, and the violet. Feel all these essences as now you come into the inner part. You will see columns that take you to a middle altar, and you can walk around there. And this is the place where you will come in your meditations. And you will meet each of us, meet myself, as we will commune with each other in this moment. Take a breath. Breathing deeply. Feel the love. feel the love of Venus and want you to open up your hearts as this altar that stands here represents the eternal love that we have for each other, the eternal love that we have for God, and this eternal love. As you look up above and to the top of the temple, it is an open temple. The light of the great central sun shines downward into this altar area, then reflects all the flames of God. If you want to walk around this altar, you can feel the different flames and feel the essences coming to you. The will of God, the wisdom, love, purity, science, peace, and freedom. Feel the colors within colors. Now the emanation of the flames are coming down into the middle of the temple, and they're flowing outward. So the frequency of the light would be like if you could see it in a physical way, are waves of light coming in and out, almost like you had a banner of each of these colors as they're swirling around. We want you to get a sense within yourself in this moment exactly what does this feel like? This essence. Do you feel the connectiveness? Do you feel your essence blending with the essence of Venus that we represent, of purest love? There is no other word to say. All we can do is emanate to you the frequency, and then you can put it into your own words of what this means. Deep breath. It is now time for us to exit the inner altar of the Temple of Eternal Love. We see to our right a hallway, and within that hallway, it's going to take us to an outer hallway. This hallway is the hallway where each of you that participated before that you went to each of the rooms that are on the outside. We now go through the hallway into another doorway that takes us into the outside area. As we walk, we see a spiral staircase. We walk up the spiral staircase, and it's going to take us to another level of the temple. As we walk around to the next level, we see that we can look down and see the inner altar that we were just standing by. Everything is open with crystalline energies, with panels that are crystalline light that reflect the rays of God. We walk around this hallway, and there are panels that reflect each of the colors. The blue, the yellow, the pink, the white, the green, the purple, gold, and ruby, and then the violet. And then as we are walking around this second level, it is on an incline. And we take another path, and it takes us higher, around, clockwise, as we're going higher. And then the next level, as we go higher. And then the next level. 5, 6. And as we get to the top, we see that there is another room at the top level that takes us to the middle of the altar. This is our communal room, when we bring people here to fully feel all the flames of God. This is a place that we did not come to previously. We will come here at the end, as we are now. As we walk into this room, you can see that the altar continues up through the middle of the room, but yet there is a glass crystalline enclosure around the frequency. It comes up through the crystalline light and continues because it meets with the great central sun. So it is sort of an illusion because the crystalline floor looks like it cannot penetrate into the other levels, but it truly is. We stand in the middle of this frequency. And as we stand in the middle, you will see there are special chairs for each of us to sit in a circular fashion. On the inside of your circle are going to be each of the holy Kumaras, as we are going to represent to you with a moment of introduction. Just take a moment and to feel these essences. So you have been here before, and you will also experience different parts of your frequency coming together. Let us take a deep breath. Greetings, I am Lord Sanaka. Blessings. It is my pleasure, my utmost pleasure. I stand here in the middle of the circle as each of the other Kumaras are on the outside and you are each on the outside. So the frequency of light that you're going to be feeling with each of our communications, which are going to be short, much shorter than we would like them to be. We'd like them to be longer, but we're very, very happy that each of you are coming into this world of consciousness. I represent the will of God, the strength and the courage. I understand each of you more than you know. I understand the trials you have gone through because I have done the same. I have been there. So how do we get to that space? To know that what we have experienced previously, it's just a small fragment of whom we are supposed to be. We must allow those periods of transformation, those periods when you were something else that you don't want to acknowledge now, you must take a part of that and allow that frequency of your strength and courage to come within you. With great tenderness and patience, I infuse within you now the blue flame to receive this frequency of light. Now, each of you are being infused with this blue flame. And Sanat Kumara forgot to mention Venetian star activation. So this is exactly, those of you that have experienced it previously in our first introductory call, it's going to go deeper. So I ask of you to just embellish this energy within you, to accept this frequency of the will that you are. You are God's will within you. But you must allow yourself to have it with tenderness, patience, within that essence that you are of your I am. Now feel that essence within your heart. This is your heart essence. If you think about what Mel Oresti shared about your three chakras blending as the one, think about your whole body being the heart. Feeling that essence, that heart chakra being all aspects from your earth star to your soul star. Now it's reverberating with the blue flame of the will of God. I am Lord Seneca. Greetings. I am Lord Sananda. Allow myself to introduce the yellow flame, which is the wisdom of God. I stand in the middle here and I infuse to each of you the yellow. Allow the yellow of your wisdom. If you allow the wisdom part of you to come fully within from your monad, that is your wisdom. The wisdom of expansion. And each of you are expanding. You cannot help but to bring in your wisdom. But you must allow yourself to understand it takes time and effort, that many want to awaken unto themselves into a higher level, but they fully are not ready to let go of what holds them back into that true wisdom. So I bring to you this ability to know that the serenity that you feel in this moment, that I expand to you through the yellow flame, allow it to be ignited within your heart essence. Ananda, at your service. Greetings, I am Lord Sanatana. I am the love of God. I stand here to imbue the pink flame. The pink flame representing the love of God. Relax. Feel your mental mind giving you the illumination, because you're actually letting your consciousness come from your highest sense. Breathe deeply into the heart as I infuse the pink within you. Feel that fluidness occurring within, because you're constantly moving and allowing the pink light to flow within you. It flows deeply into all aspects of your being. It goes to the parts that are the hardest. Allow yourself to feel this beauty within you. As you do, feel the silence occurs. The silence as more love is embodied within the star activated. through your beingness. Because in actuality, the star is in your heart, and then the points of the star go to your earth star, to your soul star, and to outwards, outside of your field. So it's encompassing all the full body system, as we explained. Your aura. Your aura is now encompassed with the pink love of God. To be able to share with you this essence that is mine. Greetings. I am Lady Sujata. I'm very happy. I represent the purity of God with the white flame. See the white sliming frequency around myself and spinning out. Allow yourself to feel all the beauty and the harmony that you are. Allow yourself to be expressed in this purity of light as I share with you. I am only the conduit. It is yours. It is your essence to be fully within you for you to accept what it is you do not know in your mental level. Feel the pureness that we are together. As this expands within your heart, it now spins with a white light. Oh, and going to all those parts, all those frequencies in your physical, your etheric, your emotional, and your mental, blending it into the one as it spins deeply of the light that I am. And feel all these aspects activating within you. Greetings. I am Lady Capilla. I represent the science of God, the green flame. Oh, science of God. Many of you do not understand what this means. You think that you do. You think it's about mathematics. You think that it's about Einstein. It is, but it's much more. It's about allowing yourself to remember who you are of God's light. If you can remember where you originated from, you have the ability to take that and devote the essence of God's light within your own completeness. It's healing love. It's being purely dedicated to the light of God in all that you do. It takes great dedication to continually remember this. To allow it to be infused within you. So I give you the green flame. I'm the green flame and allow this essence to flow within you. It is the spark of light that you are. It is the strength and the courage that represents everything else that you bring forth. Oh, green flame now, activating within this beautiful star that is you. But greetings. I am Lord Sana Kamara, the peace of God, allowing the essence of the ruby and the gold and the purple to combine into one. Focusing on your spiritual path from this essence. As I expand to you, I take my hands in a circular motion and I allow this flame to be within you. This is your truth. This is your self-awareness of whom you are. It is allowing the energies to come directly from the source into your being, not from the mind that is of that world you were from. The hardest actualization is that you are from Earth's world. And you think that you can bring that into your physical creation of what you know. Because that's your spiritual pathway, that's your energy, that's the sightedness of your soul's essence coming into you, and then you cannot create it. Because everything's separate. It's not like it was here. And on many other worlds. So I expand to you the ability to feel your spiritual ideals. Because it takes great sacrifice. In this essence, if you did not want this, you would not be here in this moment. If you weren't ready to actualize it in a physical body, you would not be listening in this moment. So I expand to you as Sana Kamara, the purple and the gold and the ruby, with the light that I am, into the light that you are. I'm just helping you to remember. I hold this light deeply within me as I expand in a circular fashion and walk around to each of you and allow my essence to blend within you. Feel the flames of the purple and the gold and the ruby coming into your essence that is your Venetian star. Om Nami, Om Nami. Om Nami, Om Nami, Om. It is my pleasure to walk with you during these moments of creation. Breathing deeply, breathing deeply. I am Lord Sana Kamara with a violet flame that represents all the other flames that have been infused within you. The violet flame transmutes. It is the pure alchemist. It's the purification of thoughts and feelings. It is the essence of all that is. It is the purity of the creation of the light. It represents all these colors that blend within the violet. If you look at a violet fire, it has all the colors of the blue and the yellow and the pink and the white and the green and the purple and the gold and the ruby that turns into violet essences. It represents all that you have learned of the will and the wisdom and the love and the purity and the science and the peace This gives you the freedom of God to fully be the creation that you desire, the creation of what you know you can be. You bring in the knowledge, you bring in the wisdom, you bring in the aspects of understanding where you came from. You bring in that purest light form that you are. You have the courage. You have the love. This is the freedom of light as I expand the violet flame into your heart now, into the star essence that we are activating within you and those that you have received before. It will go into the deeper depths, farther and farther, into all aspects of your being. You are multidimensional at this moment. You're feeling those multidimensional lives. Express these essences within you as I expand unto you the violet flame to transmute anything that does not serve this highest purpose, this depth that we're all going to assist you, to expand it so that you can be more to others, so that you can be more to yourself, so that you can have the remembrance of the God or the Goddess that you have been, and to bring in those essences, whatever role that you are taking in these moments, you must accept it to be. If you are a woman, you are the creative force. You must allow your intuitive sense to be so acute. You must allow the ideas to flow. If you are a man, you support the feminine divine within yourself. Expand your intuition. Expand your light. Allow yourself to feel all these essences. As we expand these particles within each of your physical bodies to allow the feminine, the masculine, to be the complete completion that is necessary for your creation, we expand these essences to you in this moment.
Accepting all the flames within you to become the one flame of light. Filter it within you. Feel the essence of life.
Now time for each of you to stand as each of us will flow our energies almost like a kaleidoscope of the frequencies of the flame going in and out around you. We walk in front of you and then behind the next person and in front of the next person until we will go in front and behind each of you. We give you love. We give you joy. We give you peace. We give you truth. We give you acceptance. We give you knowledge and wisdom. We give you the ability to know who you are. We give you all of these. We give you the peace to know that you can fully incorporate all these aspects within you. We give you the freedom. As you were as a spark of light, you now incorporate that freedom within you. Because without the others, you cannot be free of all the debris, of all the thoughts, of all the aspects within you that have gotten in the way for many, many, many timelines. We now activate all that you desire right now to let go of the parts of yourself that do not exist. Feel the flames of light blending within you. Feel your star within your heart, your Venetian star. Every time that you spin it with the flames of light, you will feel yourself becoming brighter and brighter and brighter. It will infuse within you through the heart. It will infuse into all the other chakras below and above. It will go to your earth star. It will go to your soul star. It will activate you as a Venetian being of light that you are. Feel that love. Feel that all that you are in this moment. We embrace you deeply as each of us. Now, ask you to come forward as we close the circle, arm in arm, each of us within one circle of light. We are the Venetian beings of light, as one being of light in this moment. Feel the frequency of the flame now being activated from the essence of the Great Ascension Sun, which is the keeper of the Venetian planes of light. We bow to Ra, the sun god, and Helios and Vesta, as they truly represent the balance of the masculine and feminine divine. Allow their essences to be with us, along with each of the Venetian flame holders. We are love, we are joy, we are peace. Feel the essences, feel the beauty and the love and the bliss as we share with each other the essence of God as it has been expressed through the Venetian way of being. Each of us is now fully activated to command through our higher self the ability to tap into these knowledges, these energies, these words during our meditation, during our sleep state, and slowly awakening ourselves into our awakened state of being as the person that I am. Share the words to yourself. I am that I am. I am, and state your name. I am all of these. Any other names that you do have, call upon them in this moment. Call upon your Venetian self to be fully activated within your star. As your Venetian self will activate within you and combine with the essence of your higher self in this moment, feel the Venetian star split, blending and spinning in a clockwise manner. As it blends and it spins, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and encompasses your entire chakra system, your entire auric field. You are physical, you are etheric, you are mental, you are emotional, but you are spiritual. You are now activated within the Venetian star essence. Command at any time that you need to feel the remembrances, the activations, As we stand here as the flame holders of the Kamars, we fully work with each of you individually and collectively. Call upon us and assist you through these processes of each of these rays. We look forward to our communication through the next few months. This is a chant that we use that you may utilize. It means I am all. Connect you with the initiated prayers of this temple. Let us all take a deep breath. It is the Kamara once again. As we now leave the inner sanctum, the highest part of the temple, and we go out the way that we came in, and we're going to walk downward as the levels move down. See ourselves going counterclockwise, going downwards from the 7th to the 6th, to the 5th, to the 4th, to the 3rd, to the 2nd, and then down the 1st. We go through the hallway once again into the inner hallway, and this time we won't go in the middle of the temple. We will walk around the outside hallway, which takes us to the foyer way. And in the foyer way, we all face each other, feel each other's essences, remember the essences of each of these beautiful beings, Lord Zanaka, Lord Sa'ananda, Lord Sa'anantana, Lady Sujata, Lady Kapila, Lord Sa'anakamara, and Lord Sa'anakamara, myself. We will walk you out of the temple. You may return during your meditation and your sleep state. If you want to return to the temple, you would say the words, Sa'anakamara, I would like to come to the temple of the Holy Kamara of eternal love. You don't have to say the whole thing. Any of those aspects that you say will bring that frequency to us. We will escort you into the temple. Unless you participated previously, as we know, we gave you the entryway. And each of you that participate in this program will have that entryway also. As we walk down the steps, we see the community, everyone is clapping and feeling the energies that we have brought forth within the temple, because since the temple is open, everyone experiences the energies. Of course, there's more of an intensity being within the temple itself, but the fluidness of the flames come through the entire land of eternal love. This is our garden. This is where we walk. This is where we feel the essence, to help us remember how deeply we are connected to the essence of God. As we walk down the steps, we are now at the fountain. Within the fountain, there's a special stone for you. You may put your hand into the fountain water and pick out a stone that you can utilize through this program or through your meditation if you're not participating in the full program. When you come to the temple, You will put the stone in the waters before you come into the temple to be rejuvenated. The stone represents each of the flames, but me, it's a special stone just for you. They're not all the same. We walk around the fountain and down the steps to the garden pathway. As we weave in and out, this is also a space where you can come and just sit and reflect and allow the essences that you have embodied through this discussion, through this meditation, to be fully infused within your physical essence. We now walk onto the grass. We again activate the double terminated stars vertically and horizontally. Feel your essences shifting as you move the energy. You spin clockwise and you feel yourself surfacing downwards through the dimensional levels from the 10th into the 9th, into the 8th, the 7th, the 6th, the 5th. Feel your frequency in the 5th dimension. If you're feeling a little bit lightheaded, you can move yourself down to the 4th of where your physical body is activating now. But it helps to intend your consciousness to be at a higher level than your physical body. So if you feel that you have attained a physical dimensional body, you should move your energies up into the 6th or the 7th. Ask your higher self for that information to assist you. Ground yourself. You may want to tap your fingers on your knees or your ankles. Pull your energy. Sometimes if you tap your crown, that helps to ground you. Wiggle your toes, your fingers, your shoulders, anything that you feel that you need to readjust within your physical body. This is Reverend Christine Malarza. It's been my pleasure to bring forth the energy of the Kumaras this evening.
Thank you. And just real quickly, for those of you who are interested in continuing with this program, the Kumaras wanted to give you a very firm foundation in those energies. I'm sure you might have felt them, because we certainly did sitting in this room. And so the entire series is going to be more than 12 hours. It's going to occur over 6 months, so that's approximately 2 hours each month, maybe 2.5 over 5 months. We're going to be distributing the class via email for the 7 sessions we did with each of the Kumaras, and we're also going to be doing the 3 additional live sessions like this one so that they can interact with you in a direct manner. They're going to be audio MP3s. We're also going to do some attunements for each and every one of them, so there'll be 7 attunements, one from each Kumara, and we're going to have the handouts as well. So this will be pretty in-depth, requires some study as you go through it. But as you can see, the vibrations are very strong on this particular course. The Kumaras are going to come through and ensure that we go deeper than we ever have before because of our responsibility and dedication to the pathway of creating Terra Crista. Just to give you an idea of the pricing, the subscription price is spread out over the 6 months. The normal pricing is $133 a month. However, if you're able to pay all at once up front, or you're able to do the financing option, which is up on the, when you hit the payment button, that basically gets cut in half. So you're talking about $33 an hour for each hour of the training that we're going to be doing. So it's really, we're trying to make this as affordable as possible. And then we're also going to be giving out an email to the people who do join. We're going to send them information on doing personal one-on-one sessions at a 50% off, basically, of what we normally charge. It's actually a little bit lower than 50% off than what we normally charge for our sessions. So it'll be about a 45-minute session, and you can get one or two or as many as you have the means to take advantage of. So that's what the prices start at for normal means. And we will, all this is up on the website. If you just go, the easiest way to find all this information on our website, since it has a lot of information, is to go to the main page, and scroll down to the second blog entry, which talks about this class.
And the people that already had participated?
The people that already have participated are going to actually love what we did. you can basically get in, since you already took this course, we're calling you auditors, just like they do in school, in universities. So you can audit this course for a normal price of $147, which is over, that's giving you the 3 live sessions, and of course you're going to get the new attunements that we're doing. So that's pretty good.
So we hope that you will join us for this amazing program.
And now anybody that wants to stay on, we will hear
We'd like to hear comments from some of the participants from before, the auditors.
The auditors, and also you who are on this course. We had no idea this would run so long, but I got the feeling during the class that they really wanted to make sure everybody got fully the energies that they're bringing through last time, and they wanted to really make sure that happened this time. So thank you all for joining us. There's more information on the website, walkingterracrista.com. And if you're hearing this after today, just go to seminars and scroll down to the Sanat Kumar Venus Meets Gaia. Thanks, everybody.